This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The stock market is on a seesaw again this week. After a 237-point loss in the Dow yesterday, the mood on Wall Street shifted today, and the Dow finished up 215 points. The turnaround came after a big drop in oil prices and news that an Abu Dhabi investment group is buying a big chunk of Citigroup, which has been hit hard by the mortgage crisis.
NPR's Jim Zaroli has been following the story. He joins us from New York. And Jim, tell us about this deal that involves Citigroup and the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority. What's it about?
Well, here are the terms. The Abu Dhabi Investment Authority is going to invest $7.5 billion in Citigroup. In exchange, it is going to be very well paid for its investment. It will essentially get a fixed return of 11% for its money, which that is more than even the average junk bond gets these days. It will become the second largest single investor in Citigroup, which, of course, is the country's biggest bank.
And what's in it for Citigroup? Why did it agree?
Well, Citigroup needs the money. It has suffered big losses in the subprime mortgage crisis, along with Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, Wachovia. Its chief executive, Citigroup's chief executive, Charles Prince, had to resign this month. The company's expected to announce big layoffs any day. This will give it some of the capital it needs. It also, perhaps more importantly, sends a kind of signal to the stock market. You know, if this authority is willing to put this kind of money into Citigroup, it can't be doing that badly. And in fact, investors seem to respond pretty favorably today. Not only did Citigroup's shares go up, but as often happens, a lot of other stocks went up too, especially financial stocks.
Mm-hmm. And this investment group, Jim, the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, what is it? How does it work?
Well, we don't know a lot about it, how it operates, because it isn't all that transparent. If you go to the website for the authority, all you will see is the address and phone number, nothing else. What we do know is it is what's called a sovereign wealth fund, which means it's controlled by the government of Abu Dhabi. There is, of course, a lot of money in the Gulf right now, basically because oil prices are so high. These sovereign wealth funds have become very big, very powerful, and they have been buying assets all over the world. The Abu Dhabi Investment Authority is considered a particularly shrewd investor. It made headlines in this country in September when it purchased part of the Carlyle Group, which is the big Washington lobbying firm.
Now, we mentioned that the stock market went up today after this deal was announced and also after oil prices fell. Do you think there's a sign that the stock market has hit a bottom here?
You know, it's nearly impossible to say. We are several months into this subprime mortgage crisis. We still can't say how much money has been lost in total. We have these big financial services companies like Citigroup that come and say they've lost money, and then they come back later on and say, you know, we lost even more money than we thought because of mortgage investments. Until we know the answers, until we know how much has been lost, we aren't going to know how much the stock market is going to suffer. We keep getting these really volatile days where the Dow Jones Industrial Average is, you know, swings maybe 200 points, but the overall trend has been down. The Dow has lost nearly 1,200 points since its high in October. Yesterday, the Standard & Poor's 500 index was down 10%, which is what is officially known as a stock market correction.
Okay, NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York. Jim, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.